market later.
Okay, we're on, according to Rosie.
Yeah, we're to our church for a while.
That's okay. I just, we're on, just so you're aware. So, Jenny, do you want to move down closer? You don't have to, but...
I like my spot. It's okay. Kind of comfortable.
That's perfectly fine. Okay, so I'm going to start...
Social distancing.
Here. That's apparently...
My accent.
Okay.
Sorry, I actually really like it.
She likes to lean.
Okay. Let me just try something here, Ted. I'm going to go over to my Dropbox. Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Okay, it is 6:07 p.m. on Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. This is the Columbia City Common Council meeting. We will stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga. Absent.
No, he's here. He's audibly here.
Audibly.
He's virtually here.
Middleton.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romana. Absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 10th. Were there any changes or corrections? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Tad, audible.
Aye.
Okay, it is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance 2021-18. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. And Tad?
Aye.
Okay, please read Ordinance 2021-18 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-18, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R2 two-family residential district to the I1 light industrial district.
So you'll remember this is the second reading of this ordinance, and this was specifically for the property for DOT America behind their current building. Were there any issues, questions, comments, concerns? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion we approve Ordinance 2021-18 as presented.
It's on second and final reading?
Second,
yep.
And final reading.
Second.
Okay, motion by Walt, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Tad? It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance 2021-19. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Tad?
Aye.
It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2021-19 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-19, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the I-1 Light Industrial District to the GB General Business District.
And this is the former Post and Mail building and the change there to the, effectively, the Moore's Farm Store. Were there any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-19 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. And Tad?
Aye.
It is unanimous of those present. Okay. Department head reports. Sean.
All right, as I told the board, we're moving forward with this North Substation Entry Project that coordinates with our 69 Cave conversion. A few months ago, the Board of Works approved a set of 69 KV circuit breakers. The next step or the next piece in the project is a transfer switch that will be placed outside of the substation. That's coming in the next couple of weeks. Bids will be here. We're going to go out for bid. We already went out for bid. Wait for one to come back. So next Board of Works meeting, hopefully they'll be approving that. And anytime if you guys want to see what this whole project looks like, I have some drawings I would love to show you and kind of explain how this all is going to work when it's done. But it's a very interesting project, and like I said, it coordinates with AAP 69 kV conversion. So pretty exciting project, but it's one of those we've been planning for 20 some years, so it's exciting to see it kind of come to fruition. We're also still working at Westgate a little bit, getting some things dug in. We kind of put a hold on that now just to kind of hold back and hold some of these, some of our capital for these projects at the North Substation. Plus, we have some general maintenance to catch up on. So, other than that, we're just standard maintenance.
Questions to Sean? Thank you. Tom?
First and foremost, as I have mentioned on multiple occasions, including reports and retreats, our staffing issues continue to haunt us. Our full-time staff is taking up a lot of the blunt of the blow for a very large portion of our runs. The volunteerism across the nation, we're not alone in this, volunteerism across the nation is dying. There's no hidden secret to that. It's been published in multiple means as far as fire engineering magazines and things like that. I've been reporting that. One of our staff put in his intent to retire effective in 2 weeks from this past Saturday, and the Board of Works did give permission to refill that position. And our training building that we purchased, To make it easy to report, I'll just say we do have full intentions of having that up and functional by the end of the year. So we're just trying to jump through a few hoops to make sure that we have all of our zoning and permits through the building department in place.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Chip.
I have nothing. Just been working with all the departments, getting projects completed and assisted them. So.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Gary.
Couldn't do without that. We've had several meetings. I've been meeting often here this week with DCS, Sheriff's Department, Prosecutor's Office, just trying to get how we can help them and how they can help us. Working as a good collaboration together and making the community safe. We also got a grant from Indiana Criminal Justice Institute for the 22 fiscal year. We'll be having several officers out doing overtime patrols through that grant, and they'll be patrolling for like drive sober, click a ticket. So we'll have a lot of police presence out and about. Children went back to school this past Thursday, and we haven't had any issues. Our SROs have been working good with assisting the school and making it a easy transition for kids back to school, so it's been working great. We've been working on our policies in Lexapol, just trying to get our old SOPs and policies up to the new Lexapol system that we purchased last year, and get that easy transition for guys to more electronically pull it up easier. Still, dispatch is still working on their SOPs and getting them going. And Matt, Cody, Sherry, and Terry, and Chip have been working together getting our GIS Spillman updated. So that's a work in progress. So, moving forward.
Yep.
With so much growth, it's putting us behind the eight ball. So.
Questions again. Thank you. Mike.
Just wanted to say we're flushing hydrants this week. And probably next week, and that Jefferson Street where we're going to put that water line in is going to be on hold because we're waiting on a tapping sleeve right now. That's been ordered.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Mike.
They set the vault yesterday at 700 East, the launch station out there. We have to add an 18-inch riser to that to come up to the elevation that I would like to see. And which a lid hasn't been made yet, so that's not going to be a problem. We'll be doing force main cleaning at the end of this week on part of that line. They won't be able to do the first part because they can't access the launcher under construction right now. Had to replace a pump at the Armstrong Drive, replaced that, got that put in today. And the one that went bad, we'll actually have that one rebuilt and have it on the shelf, so we'll have a spare for that station too. They've been working on cleaning some weirs. They started that on yesterday. Was in the tanks, brushing those, and making those look better. Noah has some tank cleaning scheduled for later on this year too. So.
Great. Question of the mic. Thank you. Mark.
Still working on our maintenance barn. Probably have a couple weeks till the barn's done. And then the asphalt will work on later on as well. So the barn will still be done, but we'll have asphalt around for a little while. We'll bring the sewer line in tomorrow. That's the plan that connects the barn to our office. We have to take down two trees that fell at 3:30, right over where that line goes today. So having such a job football's going on, practices, both evenings and soccer as well. Aquatic Center is open for two more weekends. Actually, they were pretty busy last weekend. Whitey's has started working at the property, which all people have seen. I don't know the time frame, but it's not one that they've been cut down. One thing we love in the department, they've done a lot of work for us to do a high school property, getting power back there.
Question to Mark. Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. As I reported in the Board of Works meeting, we are having very, very productive conversations with a fiber provider who has said they are putting in fiber in Columbia City. So we're really excited about that. Chip and Sean and I had that conversation today. More information will be coming out soon on that, but really excited. They said should be completed within the next year. That's what you heard, right? So
yeah. Yes, sir.
So I'm super excited. It's all underground. At least the initial thing is all underground, and they're really not asking for much from us. I think they're asking for a couple little pieces of
cooperation.
Yeah, cooperation mainly. But a couple of different little pieces of property where they can put their cabinets on and maybe utilize our fiber backbone for one strand, but that's not even a sure thing at this point. So that's a really exciting thing for our community. Gigabit speeds to the home throughout every part of our community. You'll remember back where there was a company that we were negotiating with. This was before your time, Jenny, but we're negotiating with a company that they were only going to build to certain parts of our community. And the council and I stood up and said, no, that's not fair. And if we're going to incentivize something, they need to build to the whole community. Well, this is building to the whole community with very little, if any, incentive. So that's really a great thing. We're excited to have them here. And again, more information coming soon. But they are uber aggressive. Wouldn't you say that's the case? They are very aggressive, and they're a well-established company. So it's a really good thing. Other things for your information. We have youth council tomorrow. And I got an email, I think yesterday, that, hey, the lieutenant governor's coming through, and it happens to go at the same time as youth council. So the lieutenant governor's going to meet with the youth council tomorrow for a half an hour, which is a really cool experience for them. So that's great. Obviously, lots of meetings happening right now, as you would guess, among many other things. Coming up this coming week, we do have a couple of different meetings, including a meeting with the Old Settlers Day Committee to talk about, you know, this year and how it went and past years and kind of going forward. So that's exciting. We have lunch with the mayor coming up next Friday. I think I'm going to have Dr. McDermott from the school system there with me. So that's going to be a great conversation. We also have the movie on the square happening on Friday night, the 3rd. We're going to be showing Disney's Onward. If you've not seen it, it's a cute little Disney movie. We enjoyed it. Let's say it that way. And First Friday will also be happening that day. Of course, Labor Day city is closed for Labor Day. So, yeah, lots of things happening, lots of good things. Community, we continue to hear about new businesses that want to locate here, and certainly in Board of Works, we approved Cambridge Crossing Section 3. So I'm assuming that's already been GIS and all that stuff, Dan?
I'm ready.
You're ready for it. Okay, okay.
I'm waiting for it to get reported.
Gotcha, gotcha. So we're excited about that, too, and people want to be here, and there's a reason for that, and that's and we're excited about that. So I think that's all I have at the moment. Walt?
No.
Dan?
Ordinance committee met today.
Okay.
We had a really productive meeting, I thought. Nathan Bilger came in and discussed what parking off the side of the driveway, or, you know, grass or stone. Or so he's drawing up something for us to take a look at, hopefully at the next meeting, to see if we can approve that and go probably through the planning commission and come to the council.
Okay.
I think we're addressing several issues that people are currently parking off the side of the drive.
Sure.
Or I think it'll be a good thing. And like the chief obviously was involved with that.
Yep.
Fire chief. So we, you know, all the rest of the people in the committee, but I think it was a very good meeting.
Well, I know the parking thing has been a festering issue for a while. And so if there's ways in which we can clean that up and make it more more citizen-friendly but also sightly and clean for the community, I think that's a great compromise. So I appreciate your guys' work on that. Good. Thank you. Jenny?
Nothing.
Press? Tad?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Then with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank